Okay, welcome to another edition of the Cranium Crap Podcast featuring your host, me, Mongo Slade. Okay, I want to get right to it. I forgot a couple of rules for black folks to follow to get ahead at work. All right, this is a continuation of a show I did about a week or two ago. Rule number one, never, under any circumstances, conjugate, talk to, kick it with, sit by the water cooler with other black employees that you work with. Don't even be friends with them. Let them know unequivocally that you're not going to be their friend, nor will you be talking to them niggas and shit, okay? If there's some niggas that work down at the warehouse, don't talk to them niggas neither. If the warehouse is on your way to and from your car from work, and the niggas be waving like, "What's up, bruh? What's up, bruh?" Turn your motherfucking head and keep walking. Ignore them niggas. When the black people get together at work and conjugate and be talking, huddled together and shit, like niggas like to do, they thinking you planning some sort of Black Panther uprising or some shit. You making the motherfuckers feel nervous, and we're trying to get ahead. I'm trying to get you ahead at work. They thinking your ass planning a watermelon convention or a chicken wing symposium or some shit. So rule number one, don't conjugate with other niggas at work. Rule number two, do not make prolonged eye contact or talk to or be alone with a white bitch that you work with under the age of 50. Every white bitch under the age of 50 think every black motherfucker is lust.
Of the town to your foes and your friends, so push it along. Trails we blaze, don't deserve the gong, don't deserve the praise. The tranquility will make you unball your fist before we put hip hop on a brand new twist. A brand new twist with a whole heap of mystic, so low key that you probably missed it, but yet it's so loud that it stands in the crowd. When the guy takes the beat, they bowed. So raise up, squire, adjust your attire. We have no time to wallow in the mire. If you're on a foreign path, then let me do the lead. Join in the essence of the cool out breed. You cool out to the music, cause it makes you feel serene. With the birds and the bees and all those groovy things, like getting stomach aches when you gotta go to work, or staring into space when you're feeling berserk. I don't really mind if it's over your head, cause the job of resurrectors is to wake up the dead. So pay attention, it's not hard to decipher, and after the horns you can check out the viper.
Sideways, but competition them.
Self to porch monkey status. Now, jungle monkey is less than porch monkey. So basically, he called Professor Gates the worst of two monkeys. He's a bum, and on top of that, he's a bumbling jungle monkey. Not even a good jungle monkey. Whatever the fuck jungle monkeys do, they just eat bananas and I guess have sex. But he's a bumbling jungle monkey. And he used the phrase jungle monkey four times, and three times referring to Gates, and once referring to Abraham's writing as just jungle monkey gibberish. So it's bad enough they're bumbling jungle monkeys, but the woman who wrote this article, I imagine, who is black, is writing jungle monkey gibberish. And I guess if you're a jungle monkey gibberish is the language that you understand. You don't understand like regular English. You gotta speak in, or you write in, jungle monkey gibberish. So, and this goes back to what I said in the last podcast as to how white folks view black people. This dude was a cop, and he's in the National Guard. Oh, Jesus Lord. They got people like this in the National Guard. That's horrible. He should be kicked out the fucking National Guard. But they got people like this. Before I go, in this email, if I had been the officer he verbally assaulted, see, you say verbally assaulted. See, that's what I'm saying. So when black people do something, it's a verbal assault, which I never heard of, like a bumble-eating jungle monkey, so banana-eating jungle monkey. He's verbally assaulted by a banana-eating jungle monkey, no doubt, probably speaking jungle monkey gibberish. So how would the fuck the officer know he was getting being verbally assaulted if he's speaking jungle monkey gibberish? He shouldn't be able to understand Dr. Gates. I would have sprayed him in the face with OC or pepper spray, deserving of his belligerent code word for uppity non-compliance, code word for not listening to my white ass. So code word deserving of his belligerent code word compliance. Code word for belligerent is uppity nigga. Compliance is white superiority, belligerent non-compliance and shit. That's ain't that a bitch. So what I have to say is to Officer Justin Barrett, 36 years old, I have one thing to say to you. Motherfucker. And that is jungle monkey gibberish. And if you get somebody to translate that shit for you, you'll understand what I said. And listen to this shit. This dude was a former English teacher. And he also took issue with Abraham's journalistic ability, calling her a hot little bird with minimal experience in a harsh field. And as well as an infidel. Call her an infidel. She should serve me coffee and don't. See, this is the exact same thing I said before. This is the exact same thing I said on the last podcast. Suggested that she serve me coffee and donuts on Sunday morning. Like I said, white folks, the only thing that they think that black people are good for is entertainment and free labor. Right here, it says that she should serve me coffee and donuts on Sunday morning. I like a warm cooler and hot Panamanian black. No sugars. Now he's doing a little racial quip. So the most that he can do for her, besides be a sexual object, that's another thing that white people, that's the only thing that black people are good for in white folks' mind is entertainment, free labor, and sexual objects. And right here it says warm cooler and hot Panamanian black, no sugar. Yeah, okay. That's just sad. And this dude was a cop too. And another thing to prove my point, he sent this email. I wonder if he sent it as a anonymously, because obviously he didn't. But this is that situation I tell you guys about, that his blind racism took over and he couldn't control himself to send this racially charged email. He couldn't even control himself. This dude's a cop. He should have known better than that. This dude couldn't even control himself to send an email like this to the Boston Globe. His blind racism took over, and he sent out this ridiculous email of all these harsh statements about other people that he doesn't even know that well or at all, calling them jungle monkeys, jungle monkey gibberish, which I just spoke, and said this woman's only good for serving coffee and donuts on Sunday morning, no doubtly free labor. Everything that I say is, and like I said, I just found this article. It's not like I did the show yesterday with this article in hand, then turn around the next day and say, hey, look, I got this article to prove what I just said. So, you know, and cops are they're dirty anyway. I remember I had an incident with a cop, another incident with a cop, where this old white man ran a light. We were going to the opposite directions, and he ran a light to take a left-hand turn light. It was a turn light in the turn lane. The light was no doubtly red, but I kept driving, and he just stuck his car on the lane. He had a big-ass Lincoln something or another, and just slammed it in the side of my Mazda. When the cop came, he rolled it up as if these two cars, our cars, were at intersections, like in a four-way intersection, and somebody ran the light, not specifying who, but he tried to make it seem like I ran the fucking light and I was a cause of the accident. I just bought that fucking car, and I didn't have a car insured yet. That was like the second time I ever even drove that car. That car was totaled, and I can never get my money out of that thing. And in the meantime, the white dude, his insurance wouldn't do anything with it because the police report was written up wrong, and he never took responsibility for that shit, man. And white folks always walk around talking about you should take responsibility for shit. That motherfucker ain't take responsibility for shit. Fucker almost killed my ass too, and nobody ever gave a fuck about that shit. You know, ever called me saying, you know, motherfucker, sorry for running your ass over, damn that, killing your stupid black ass, but you know, it's cool. So I know that all the things that happen at Professor Gates' house probably never even happened. The cop probably wrote that shit up wrong, because the woman even said herself on the 911 call, she never even said that the guys were black. Then the officer said, well, when they spoke outside the house, the woman said it was two black guys. She said she never even spoke to the officer outside the house. So he's a lying fuckface. Let me move on to something else before I get mad. Top 10 most hated players in sports right now. And of course, before I even read this list, I knew they were probably all black, which all of them are except for two. So I'm going to read the top 10 most hated players in sports right now. Number one, Michael Vick. Of course, he's hated because he killed some dogs and shit. White folks love their dogs. That goes back to the Caucasus Mountains, because dogs were the first animals they can domesticate to protect their damn caves and shit. So they love their fucking dogs. That shit's ingrained within white folks for some reason. Number two, Manny Ramirez. Don't make no mistake about it. He has African roots. He's a brother. Look at his fucking hair. Nigga got dreads and shit. Number three, Alex Rodriguez. You know, Puerto Rican motherfucker. Puerto Rico's not a race. It's a motherfucking place. He definitely has African roots. He looks like a light-skinned nigga. He looks like one of my cousins. Alex Rodriguez, that motherfucker. They hate your ass. You're a cheating, lying motherfucker as far as they're concerned. White folks don't cheat and lie. They're all fucking saints. You're a cheating, lying motherfucker, Ramirez and Rodriguez. Terrell Owens, you just a black, loud, obnoxious nigga and shit. You know, just do what you want. You destroy fucking football teams. You talk too fucking much. You got too much mouth. And you always land on your fucking feet. That burns the fuck out of white folks. You always land on your feet. And on top of that, nigga, you got your own show, nigga, too? Man, shit, I'm surprised the motherfuckers ain't assassinated your ass yet. Kobe Bryant, the motherfuckers hate you. They're still mad about that white bitch you fucked. You fucked her in the ass, too. Why the fuck did you stick your dick in a white bitch ass? You soiled that white bitch. Why did you do that? They fucking hate you now. Then you got off for the rape of that shit. And you got a fucking wife. I don't know what fucking nationality is, but the bitch look white. And she's pretty, so those motherfuckers hate your ass. And you just won another motherfucking ring. How does my ass taste? Allen Iverson, because you was an unforgiving ghetto-ass motherfucker and shit. You gave a fucking press conference about the unimportance of fucking practice. Average white boys practice hard as fuck. And they're energetic in the game. You got the natural ability not to go to practice, still come to the game and drop 50 on a motherfucker, because you have natural God-given ability, and you got a big-ass fucking mouth, you know, ghetto-ass motherfucker, and you always land on your goddamn feet and shit. And they hate that shit about you. And on top of that, motherfucker, didn't you hit a white boy in the head with a motherfucking chair at the bowling alley and shit? And on top of that, they put your black ass in jail, and the governor got your ass out because you's an athletic motherfucker, and you can help the fucking economy of the Sixers. That's why they hate your ass, nigga. Motherfuckers don't realize that you alone are more valuable as a person than most of these motherfuckers out here working at the docks or pipe fitting motherfuckers who hate you. You stimulate the motherfucking economy. You bring in butts to the seats at the motherfucking arena. They hate your ass. That's why they hate all you niggas on this list. Isaiah Thompson. Well, you's a weird motherfucker, so you're going to get defaulted by... You're going to get hate by default and shit. What you do, nigga? Oh, my God. What you do, motherfucker? You did all kinds of shit. They just hate your ass. I think the real reason they hate your ass right now is you fucked up that New York franchise and you got all kind of other shit you did, all those bad draft picks, but... I don't, and you got the sexual assault charge, but that was against a fat, ugly ass white black woman. I don't know what the fuck they hating on that for, but it must be some other shit. And you was in a Bad Boys, and you was unforgivingly about that shit too. Stephen Marbury, you just a crazy motherfucker. You sat out, damn near the second half of the season, and you still got $20 million fucking dollars. So they damn sure hate your black ass and shit. Now you got a fucking online TV show where you eating Vaseline and shit and crying and dancing and singing, doing all kinds of shit. So they hate your black ass, and you got $20 million. Nick Saban, you was just thrown on here for the fuck of it. I'm not even sure why the fuck they hate you. I know you're a coach and shit, and you're one of Belichick's proteges. So, and you've had some snarky shit you were into. And John McEnroe, you motherfucker, you. I don't know why the fuck they put you on this. They might have just kept this a total nigga list, but they threw you on here because you're you're snarky too. You get into it, you mix it up, you fucking argue, you know, you throw your goddamn racket down. You're not the country club type. You're not the country club type. If you did all that shit in the country club, they'd have kicked your ass out of there and shit. Plus, you look Jewish too. I wonder if you are Jewish, fucking Afro and shit. So, I'm at 17, 18 minutes right now for the Mongo Slave podcast. People listen to my shit and unfollow me on Twitter. So I must be doing something right. But I want you, if you're listening, to follow me on Twitter. So I update all the time. Talk to me on Twitter. Talk to me on Facebook. Join my group. Hit the link on the page you're looking at right now. Twitter.com/TheMongoSlave. This is another edition of the Cranium Crap Podcast, and I'm out.